But it's always good to be talking about some history, is it not? And obviously, Helly's done some upcoming. She's done some events talking about the book, and she's got some more coming up too in March. Lovely to have you here, Ellie.
Thank you.
Very nice to talk about a history of Cambridge, especially something that really interests me. Of course, it's retail. Love retail. But I want to know, what inspired you to write the book, The Shop Girls?
Well, I was inspired because, like many ladies who probably listen to this programme, I was gripped by watching Mr. Selfridge on TV, and before that, The Paradise by Zola. And I thought, wouldn't it be wonderful if I could write a book about shop girls' lives in Cambridge? And because my husband Stephen had been a buyer at Eden Lily, I initially started my search there. But all the shop girls I spoke to had worked there in the 70s and 80s, and I wanted to cover the vintage years before that, the 40s, 50s and 60s. But one of the shop girls from Eden Lily told me how before going there, she had worked at Hayworth's, how she'd started there as a 14-year-old in 1942. And I'd never heard of Hayworth's. So I spoke to Eve, who told me about this and got her story. And then she put me in touch with Betty. Betty put me in touch with Irene, and then the ball started to roll. And as I heard these wonderful stories, I realised they were the stories of a golden age of retail that I wanted to write about. And they covered so much more than just life behind the counter. It covered their war years in Cambridge and beyond. And they were really exciting, vibrant stories about romance, about friendships, about so much more than just retail.
And you mentioned the golden age of retail, and you know, you asked the question shop girls, but they were, it's part of life, it was part of post-war Britain, 40s and 60s. But you have some absolutely fascinating stories, and obviously it's going to be good to read the book. But I wanted to just find out from you, you also met some of the actual shop girls, didn't you, in the 40s and 60s, is that right?
Yes, I did. I met Eve, who lives on the Arbury now, and Betty. I have four lead shop girls. Eve, Betty, who lives in Foxton. Irene, who lived, sadly passed away, lived near Baldock. She passed away last year, age 91. And Betty, who lives in Fulbourne now, and Rosemary, and I'm meeting her later today. She's just celebrated her 54th wedding anniversary, and the story of her wedding, how it snowed on Valentine's Day, is included in the book. She met a policeman called Bernard at a dance in Cambridge, and all that era, the 60s, is included too.
The Hayworth Ladies Fashion Retail Shop is what we're talking about now. Now, the Hayworth family, there's some interesting stuff about the Hayworth family connected to Mr. Selfridge, Miss Harry Selfridge, is that right?
There absolutely is. So, yes. When I read Lindy Woodhead's book, which the TV series Mr. Selfridge is based on, I read there that, in fact, when Rosalie and Harry Selfridge married in 1890, the roof in the chapel had been created to be an exact replica of Ely Cathedral. Now, we didn't see that in the TV series, but it's absolutely true. And there's a very strong connection between Rosalie and her family in Cambridgeshire. So what the book says that, what Lindy told me, was that Rosalie was a member of the wealthy Buckingham family from Chicago and inherited a large amount of property and money from her Cambridgeshire ancestors. And she said, "I do know for sure that Rose's original family came from the Cambridge area. She became a daughter of the American Revolution in the early 20th century, and Cambridgeshire was on her records." Well, that sounds like another book to me. But also, in the mid-1920s, Harry Selfridge came to Cambridge, and he was booked as the star speaker at a summer school held by the Draper's Chamber of Commerce. So I can't imagine that George Hayworth, who was the founder of the original Hayworth store, would not have been following all this news. And also, the Selfridge's son Gordon studied economics at Trinity College in Cambridge from 1919, before joining his father in the business. So you can imagine them walking along Trinity Street together. They would have been looking at the local stores. And Lindy told me that she's sure that George would have met, George Hayworth would have met Harry Selfridge. She said, I'm sure the two men would have met maybe through Rotary or the Freemasons or through advertising and retail events. Harry Selfridge was very personable and offered a lot of advice and cheer to retailers throughout the country.
Well, Harry Selfridge is obviously, and Hayworth, they're lots in common. The entrepreneurship, obviously, back in those days was quite interesting. You said earlier that he started the first cafe in Cambridge.
The first cafe that sold the Gaggia coffee machine that we have today. And that was in El Patios in Sydney Street, so part of where Sainsbury's is today. And that was a real hubbub of activity for the student life, for shop girls and retailers. There was a basement where musicians would go, and I'm told that Pink Floyd used to be regulars down there. And on a Saturday morning, every Saturday, a lady told me that she would arrive there on the back of a Vespa scooter with all her friends, and they would all go there for coffee. It had a Spanish theme with pictures of bullfighters on the wall and rubber plants and ivy hanging from the ceiling and the walls and Czech tablecloths. And then they would go off to Miller's Music Bar and listen to all the latest hits in one of those little booths. So we cover all that kind of story as well.
And one little snippet that I have been telling everyone today is that in, I think it was the 30s, late 50s, the shop girls had a little treat one day, didn't they? They went off somewhere.
I know.
Well, not just anywhere.
Well, the shop, at the end of the 40s, George passed over the shop to his son Herbert, his only son, and he had a very extravagant lifestyle and would think nothing of chartering a plane from Marshall's Airfield here in Cambridge to take his friends to Paris for the weekend. And I spoke to his best friend's daughter, who went on some of those jaunts. And I also spoke to a shop girl who told me that one spring, at the end of the 1950s, he took the shop girls to Paris to see a fashion show. And so can you imagine how exhilarating that would be for them? It was their first time abroad, and to be in Paris in the spring. And he would send cars to their house to pick them up and take them to the airport and then take them back afterwards. He really looked after and nurtured his staff well. And I'm told he paid them well too.
How big was the shop, Ellie? Was it a big department store or...?
Well, not as big as probably Eden Lilly as we remember it, but it had 7 big shop windows. They had magnificent shop windows, and it was 3 stories high with an attic where the millinery department was, run by Mrs. Pugh, and also the basement. And it sold very expensive upmarket outfits, from fur coats and wedding dresses to children's clothes. In fact, the gypsy ladies from Midsummer Fair would arrive every June and buy the most expensive frilliest outfits for their daughters to wear, just like you see on my big fat gypsy wedding. And they would just play with these lovely outfits at the fair.
Oh, it sounds like a great book. You just spoke earlier that you thought, are you, as an author, and I know you're a journalist as well, I think you have many hats to your head at the moment, but just tell me, as an author, do you find that you're constantly thinking of ideas, or I must write this down? How, as an author, do you sort of conduct your notes ready for your next book?
Well, I love hearing people's true life stories, and at the moment I'm working, researching a book with a World War I theme and Sandringham and royalty. So I've interviewed people involved whose ancestors were involved with the Gallipoli campaign, so when the King's Men, who worked at the Sandringham estate, went off there, so that will be mentioned. So I've joined the Gallipoli Association there. I read lots. Reading is really important, but meeting families from the Sandringham area as well to just try and get a flavour for what life was like 100 years ago.
Oh, it's very absolutely fascinating. Earlier you said that some of the ladies who worked at the shop had some very sad times, in the sense that there was a few outings from Lakenheath. There was a lady there that... So these are little snippets from your book, aren't they, about...
So there were two shop girls' deaths, and one of them, Molly, who she was known fondly as Molly with the mocks after the mock silk stockings she wore, and she worked in corsetry, and at weekends the buses would come from Lake and Heath and pick up some of the girls from Cambridge, from Drummer Street, and take them to Lake and Heath for the weekend, where there were no rations. There were lots of lovely, handsome American men in smart uniforms playing fabulous music, lots to eat and drink. And Molly just went there to have a good time, but her parents didn't approve. They ran a butcher's shop just off Mill Road, in fact, and they'd got no idea she'd gone there that night. And coming home, I'm told that the American drivers actually switched over seats while they were driving, and there was the most terrible accident, and the roof sliced off, and Molly died. And that's one story that everyone remembers because they were so very fond of her. And the other shop girl who died, Judy Parker, had swallowed what's believed to be contaminated river water here in Newnham. She'd been learning to swim in the Snobs, as it was called, and she developed rheumatic fever. Her heart was very, very weak, and she died very, very young as a result of that.
Yes, interesting stories, very sad, but all part of that time. Now, you're going to be talking some more. I think you've got an event in March, that's right, about your book.
I'm speaking to Eltersley Friendship Group on March the 1st, but if anyone's interested in booking me for a talk, my number is 01353 648 564.
Ellie Seymour, it's been lovely to listen to what you've been talking about with your beautiful book, which is The Shop Girls. And I'm going to read it. I think it'll be a fascinating read, and I think I'll buy that. I wish I'd known before Christmas. I would have bought it then for some friends who I know would be very, very interested. And I wish you all the best for future books, because I'm sure they're going to be just as good as this one. Thank you very much, Ellie. It's time now for...